This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. And today I've got my friend Greg Yoder on the line from Keys for Kids. And we're talking about a somber topic today, the deadly flash flooding on July 4 in Texas. It caught everyone by surprise. And especially the focus has been on a Christian girls camp called at a place called Camp Mystic. And we just found out yesterday, 27, or maybe it was Sunday, 27 campers and counselors died, and 10 are still missing. And Greg, you shared a post on your social media recently about the Christian Camping Network. How are they responding to this?
Well, it's been interesting. The Christian Camp and Conference Association is a great ministry. Really is a whole conglomerate of Christian camps all around the country, and I think or even around the world. Just recently, they made a big post. Hey, this is a way that you can help. So they're kind of coming along Camp Mystic in prayer, of course. Camp Mystic was an all-girls camp. Very, they say that they're non-denominational, but at the time, obviously, all the girls were there, and it was one of those times where it was a holiday weekend, so there were parents there too, and just a terrible situation. But can you imagine being a camp director, even along the river here, being used to hearing about flash flooding, being used to hearing about raining and so forth, and knowing that you're entrusted with 700 campers, I guess that's how many were kind of along that route or in that area, and you're responsible. I mean, I just cannot even begin to imagine what went through the minds of some of these camp directors. And of course, the camp director at Camp Mystic gave his life to saving some of the kids. And so our hearts go out to them. But in terms of what the camp, the Christian Camp and Conference Association is doing, they basically sent out an all points bulletin about prayer and helping to support the groups that are working on the ground there. It hasn't been a one concerted effort to raise funds for Camp Mystic, as there are a ton of Christian camps that were affected by the flooding, not just Camp Mystic. You're hearing about them just because they lost so many people and for good reason. But there were a lot of camps that suffered along this route.
Yeah, and we'll get to prayer later. That's one of my later questions. But can you remind us what Keys for Kids' connection to camps is? Like, how are
Oh,
you
yeah.
even able to talk about this? And then, did you have any connections in areas affected by flooding?
Yeah, well, we are a part of the Christian Camp and Conference Association because we offer follow-up material for campers, our Christian camps. And so they take our devotionals, they put a custom cover on it for them. So it looks like it's actually coming from the camp itself. But then the counselors are training the kids how to have quiet time with the Lord at camp. And then they send the devotionals home, and hopefully they'll follow up with that. But then every quarter for the rest of the year, these campers will receive Keys for Kids in the mail with a custom cover from their camp. And so they're more apt to open it because they see pictures of camp, et cetera. And so that's what we're talking about. That's why we're a part of the Christian Camp and Conference Association. And we have camps literally all over the country. I don't believe we had any camps that were affected in this particular region that we service. However, we have talked to many of these camps that have been there and have interactions with them at some of the conferences that we go to. And so it hits us right where we live. I mean, this is one of our core parts of who we are as Keys for Kids Ministries is our camp follow-up material. And so we do that for kids and teens. And so when we first heard this in Camp Mystic, and of course we've talked to people at that camp and many who have been in the rounding or in surrounding areas around that region. And so it really hit home for us. We didn't necessarily know any of the counselors. I didn't specifically know the director of Camp Mystic, but I probably have met him.
And as you know, July 4th is about halfway through the summer, I mean, give or take. And something tragic like this happens, it might make parents or even kids second guess. You know, if they've got a camp they're going to later this summer, they might be second guessing. So what are your thoughts on that? And where can kids find reassurance, I guess?
Well, I think that we have to remember that God is sovereign even over this. And I just can't imagine losing a child like this. We've lost a child, an adult child, and it hasn't been easy. And we often wonder, what would it be like, if he was still here? But we also know that God is good, and I turn to Isaiah 57. You know, why do the righteous perish? And you get to the end of the verse, and it says to protect them from evil. And so we don't understand God's ways. We don't get it. You know, it doesn't make sense to us. And I think that as we share this with our kids, that's important, that we don't have all the answers, but that we turn to Christ for those answers. We turn to God's word for those answers. One of the things that we have done at Keys for Kids is we know that fear is an issue that kids deal with all the time. And so we've come out with actually a devotional that you can actually get on YouVersion anytime you want. And it's called Conquering Fear. It's one of the most downloaded kids' devotionals on YouVersion today, I think. At least I think that's what I was told. But it's called Conquering Fear. It's free. You just get it. It's a 7-day little study. And if you have kids that may be going to camp and they're maybe wondering, hey, could this happen to me? Well, this is like a once in a lifetime, 100-year flood. So explain that to them, of course. But we don't know what the future holds for any of us, whether there's sickness or whether there's joy, whether there's comfort, whether there's discomfort. And so helping our kids understand that that's a part of life, that we all have different roads. Our roads may be paved smoothly. Some of our roads may be full of potholes and even washouts, but we can't be in fear, because how many times does it say in God's word, do not fear, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. And so that's what we're hoping that parents will do. If there are struggles, obviously, with their kids going to camp, you're going to have to make the decision whether they go or not. But at the same time, this could be a great opportunity, to just help them understand that God is in control.
I really like that road analogy because it's so easy to visualize, especially in Michigan. And
Right.
yeah. Now, as we move forward, how should we be praying for the people in Texas? As you mentioned, it's bigger than just Camp Mystic, and there's still
Yeah.
a lot of places dealing with this. So how should we pray
Oh.
for our friends there?
I've wrestled with this too, because it's not a surprise to God that this happened, and it happened for a reason, and we don't know it. So I'm just what I've done is I've just put a in my prayer journal. My wife and I have one that we kind of set on our dinner table, and we just write notes. And so what we've done is just we prayed for things that have kind of come to mind. Camp Mystic, obviously, they're dealing with a lot right now. We've just put down individual names that we've actually heard on the radio, and on TV, families that are struggling. So write their names down and just pray over them. Pray for those that are dealing with the conflict or the disaster itself. I mean, those first responders have to be so tired and have to be injured in certain ways, because if you go through some of these flooding situations and you're going up against debris, you're going to get injured. So protection for the first responders, for the children that maybe have that survivor's guilt. I wrote some of that down because I think I might be feeling the same way as a young person. Why did God spare me and not my friend? Those kinds of prayer questions. And then as adults, what is my responsibility as we look at this whole situation from maybe the outside in, in helping the kids in our lives, whether they be our kids or grandkids, helping them understand that God is a good God, even in this scenario. By pointing them to various portions of scripture, Isaiah 57 is the perfect one that I tend to go to, because sometimes I don't have answers. I don't understand. Sometimes I wonder why. And knowing that God has it all figured out and that it's his plan A and not plan B, that really is helpful for me. And so that's kind of how I'm praying right now. And it varies from day to day as we get new news and information. I'm also praying about the weather. Last night they were talking about more storms again, and I just asked God to just be merciful and to withhold the rain, if that's his will. So just talking it all through and really helping our families be engaged in a situation really helps us to be more connected and helping them understand really the gospel message, actually.
Amen. And that wraps up all my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so, other than we just need to trust the Lord with our kids. It's not an easy road. As I mentioned, the roads are hard, but each child in our life goes through these roads to help, God helps make them who that he wants them to be. And even in the time of fear, when maybe they're heading to camp and there's some fear that maybe goes with that, it's even in those moments that we can help begin discipling our kids and helping them realize that everything is in the palm of his hand.